The man in the minivan checked his watch. 4 minutes. Easy. He opened the driver's door and slid out. Took a quarter from his pocket and put it in the meter. Twisted the handle hard and heard the coin fall. And saw the clockwork give him an hour in exchange. There was no other sound. Nothing in the air except the smell of parked automobiles. Gasoline, rubber, cold exhaust. He stood still next to the van. On his feet he had a pair of old desert boots. Khaki suede. Single eyelets, white crepe sole. Made by Clarks of England. Much favored by Special Forces soldiers. An iconic design unchanged in maybe 60 years. He glanced back at the parking meter. 59 minutes. He wouldn't need 59 minutes. He opened the minivan's sliding rear door and leaned inside and unfolded a blanket and revealed the rifle. It was a Springfield M1A, supermatch autoloader, American walnut stock, heavy premium barrel, 10-shot box magazine chamber for the .308. It was the exact commercial equivalent to the M14 self-loading sniper rifle that the American military had used during his long-ago years in the service. It was a fine weapon. Maybe not quite as accurate with the first cold shot as a top-of-the-line bolt gun, but it would do. It would do just fine. He wasn't going to be looking at extraordinary distances. It was loaded with Lake City M852s, his favorite custom cartridges.